step to the tons, and it's a thing you got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Joe's New York Pizza. Come on out and see us this afternoon and this evening. We're here for Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Redskins. Terrence is here. His Colts played yesterday, or at least for a half they did. It was like 16-15 at one point, wasn't there, Terrence? Yeah, what did it wind up, like 48-15, something like that? You know, I think Jacoby Brissett played well. Especially given, I mean, the man took a beating. He has no help. I'm still not sure the Patriots kept the right backup quarterback. I still tend to think they did not. And we'll see long term. You know, the Patriots have made some bad decisions of late. I mean, you know, think about this. The Patriots now have the same record as the Jets. And here's the thing. Without Brady, they'd be 0-4. Without Brady, they'd be 0-4. You can make a case right now. Listen to what I'm about to say. And I'm not saying this, but you can make a case right now that the Patriots personnel, besides Brady, is the worst in the National Football League. Their offensive line is flat garbage. I mean, absolute garbage. Sauter, the left tackle, is just a scrub. He's the only one who was drafted in round one. The defense is ranked dead last in the National Football League. Dead last. There are 32 teams. They're last. They were last week. They're last this week. They can't stop anything. I mean, they turned Cam Newton into Joe Montana. Cam Newton, who'd been up and down and all around and three INTs, I mean, he had guys running wide open. Benjamin and Funchess were both enormous receivers. They were wide open on every play. And here's the thing. There were times Newton just missed them. That he had guys running wide open and just missed them. If he had hit all the open receivers he had, he would have thrown for over 500 yards. The Patriots' defense right now can't stop anything, nothing. And their offensive line, which has always been garbage, is even worse garbage now. I'll go this far. Right now, the Patriots are the worst defense in the National Football League. They're also the worst offensive line in the National Football League. Okay, what's left? I just suggested that other than Brady, the Patriots right now, in this snapshot of the moment, could be the worst team in the NFL. All right, whether you believe that or not, because whether you believe there's some salvation for them at receiver, their running backs have done nothing, in part because the offensive line is terrible. But these two things are not really arguable. Their defense is the worst in the National Football League, and their offensive line is the worst in the National Football League. All right, what's left? What's left? Well, you have a few receivers. You have Brandon Cooks. You have Gronkowski if he's healthy. What else is left? I mean, Brady keeps rallying them against teams that wouldn't normally be ahead of New England. I mean, the Patriots got down 14 points to the Panthers at home in the fourth quarter. And Brady led them on two consecutive touchdown drives because of his own brilliance to tie it. And then the defense had a chance to get off the field and stop the Panthers back at the 15-yard line. The Patriots would have got the ball in plus territory in all likelihood. And Stephon Gilmore takes a ridiculous penalty with a blow to the head of, I guess it was Funchess, if I remember right. And those two guys, now look, I think it's a strange time to make that call when that contact had been going on between those two all game and when Newton was under immediate duress and was sacked immediately. So he never would have seen Funchess anyway. And it would have turned the ball over. And there's no question Carolina would have lost then. They would have punted from their end zone or around their goal line. And Brady would have got the ball for a third time around midfield. And it, the rest would have been history. But they called the penalty on Gilmore. It was a stupid play by Gilmore under the circumstances. And it resulted in a Carolina victory. So, I mean, I think without Brady, I think the Patriots are 0-4 right now. And I think in the way they're playing, you can make the case that without Brady, that's the worst team in the NFL. You know, that's how close the top is to the bottom. And think about where they are right now. Think about where the Patriots are right now. They have two losses already. The Chiefs have none. If you have to go to Kansas City at the end of the year, let's say the Patriots go on to win their division, which is not going to be easy because Buffalo is really playing well. Buffalo could be undefeated, probably should be undefeated. But let's say the Patriots go on to win their division, and let's say they win, I don't know, 10 games, 11 games. In all likelihood, you're going to have to go on the road in the playoffs and probably win in Kansas City ultimately. You going to win in Kansas City late in the year? I'm not so sure. Not so sure. So, you know, Brady is still Brady. In fact, he's playing as great as ever. But his supporting cast right now is an abomination. It's not just bad. It's ridiculously bad. And the funny thing is, I don't hear Belichick saying anything. Where's Belichick? I hear some of the Patriot defenders talking, but I don't hear Belichick talking about his and his defense. I don't hear him talking about it at all. And again, that defense, I mean, look, I think Benjamin and Funchess have ability. They're big, athletic guys, and they provide Cam Newton the type of weapons he needs. And maybe Cam Newton's going to get much more confident moving forward and play like the guy from a couple years back. But how do you have 6'4", 6'5", big-bodied wide receivers running with no one within 20 yards of them? Because that's what Newton was throwing to. I mean, the Patriots' level of confusion in that secondary is almost beyond belief. And soon the finger-pointing will come. I mean, they've lost twice at home. When's the last time the Patriots lost twice at home? Well, the season just started. Kansas City cleaned their clocks, and Carolina led by 14 in the fourth quarter. The Patriots are in trouble. They're in trouble. Brady's the best there's ever been, but he's going to have to be better than he's ever been to keep this team above water. Unless Belichick figures something out. You know, even for the Patriots, there comes a time where you've surrendered too many parts. And it may be that's the case. I mean, the Patriots have given up a lot of defensive talent, a lot of athletes that they let walk away. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. And first up is Blue Devil Chad. Chad, how are you?
Pretty good, Walt. How are you, buddy?
Good, Chad. Appreciate you getting in.
That was a pretty good segue into the NFL since I'm a big Chiefs fan, and I was coming in to chit-chat a little about the Chiefs anyway. But real quick to touch on the Patriots, I mean, that secondary, obviously it's in a lot of trouble. You've seen on that Stephon Gilmore blown coverage on Tyreek Hill in week one. Tyreek Hill was basically the only guy on that side of the field, and for whatever reason, Gilmore didn't think he needed to run with him, and, you know, that 67, 70-yard touchdown just right off the cuff there in the third quarter. And then to touch on Nate Solder for a minute, Nate Solder's got to be one of the worst tackles in football. Yeah. He got away, and I'm not one to go back and whine about penalties. I'm not gonna be one to go back and whine about penalties, but if he didn't have 7-8 holding penalties in that game that they let him get away with, that game could have looked a lot worse.
And again, you know, look, that that offensive line terrible and that defense atrocious, and every quarterback who plays against them is putting up like Hall of Fame numbers. And it's not just the secondary. They have no pass rush. Now, late in the game, in those last couple possessions, they started to bring some extra bodies, but they're going to have to figure out something because they have no pass rush and the secondary is bad and confused right now.
I would agree with that 100%. It may already be too late. I wanted to call and say, man, Kareem Hunt, I knew Kareem Hunt was going to be good, but every week I watch, not to wish injury on anybody, but the Spencer Ware injury might have been a blessing. I mean, I know it affects depth, but, man, this guy looks like one of the best running backs in the league.
Hey, Chad, 3 years ago when he was playing at Toledo and had rushed for 600 yards, I came out and said he might be the best back in the country and compared him to Walter Payton and put him number one on my list and for the upcoming year. And people thought, you lost it now, Walt. And, well, here we are. He is the clear favorite right now for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, clear favorite. I mean, clear favorite. Good God, he keeps putting up numbers, and they might run him up into the MVP category.
Well, hey, first player in history to have 350-yard plays in his as a running back from scrimmage in his first three games.
And that gives us nine straight games with 50-plus-yard touchdowns. I mean, I know we're not the best offense of all time, but as far as just one punch goes. We're right up there with anybody as far as being able to score from anywhere on the field.
Well, and let's be clear. Andy Reid's a great coach. The only thing he hasn't accomplished is winning a Super Bowl. He embarrassed Bill Belichick in that game in New England, totally outcoached him. And the truth is, at this moment in time, and again, it's early, it's a long season, injuries could happen. You lost Derek Johnson to injury last year to that Achilles injury, and you weren't the same after losing him. But so things can change. But at this point,
we've already lost Eric Berry, and I mean, I know we've moved some people around him,
right? And Berry took away opposing tight ends. He took away Gronkowski in the Patriots game, and is one of the best football players in the National Football League, and that is a huge loss. But at this point in time, the Patriots are the best team in the National Football League, not just by record. The Chiefs are the best team in the National Football League, not just by record, by facts. That's the best team. It's clearly the best team right now.
I like it. I mean, I'm excited about tonight's game. I'd like to hear you break down tonight's game a little more detail when we let go of each other. But I'm excited. I mean, I thought we were right there at the cusp last year. We beat some of the best teams. We beat that Falcons team in Atlanta that went on to the Super Bowl. We beat some of the best teams in the league last year. And, I mean, I know we choked in the playoffs, but, when you keep Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell out of the end zone and, you get a kicker who made six field goals on the road, I know you got to get another score in there, but the offense looks way more explosive than it did last year. And I don't plan on winning any field or losing any field goal games in the playoffs, as long as we stay healthy, of course. Long season, only a quarter of the season's over. But let me hear what you got on the breakdown of the Chiefs-Redskins game, man, and I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Chad. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I'll do that when we come back. Lines are jammed as well. I'm going to get to all of you when we come back. When we get back, Georgia Fred will be first up. We have 8-year-old Keely and Ed and Seminole Ted and all your calls. We're live from Joe's New York Pizza. We'll get to your calls as soon as we come back. You want to get in, 654-7627. You can still get in. Before we get a break, though, let me tell you about Greenville Turf and Tractor. Visit Greenville Turf and Tractor. Gear up for fall with John Deere's full line of Gator utility vehicles designed for wherever your trail may lead. $300 off midsize Gator utility vehicles like the XUV 590i and $500 off full-size Gator utility vehicles like the XUV 825i. It's the perfect time to get all the performance and power you need to tackle any job at all. I'm getting myself one of those, Ramona. Or take advantage of the cooler weather to go for a ride. John Deere's Gator utility vehicles are built tough, easy to use, impossible to ignore. Experience the full line for yourself at Greenville Turf and Tractor, Malden Road. Some conditions apply. Offer expires October 27. Don't snooze. See JohnDeere.com or participating dealer for details. No matter what jobs the season brings, just remember, nothing runs like a Deere. Be sure to stop by my friends at Greenville Turf and Tractor on Malden Road or call them 299-1727. 299-1727 and let them get you in a Gator of your choice. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we're live from Joe's New York Pizza. Come see us Monday Night Football. We'll be right back.
Just like our national champion Clemson Tigers, John Deere and AgPro know a thing or two about leaving it all on the field. Their compact tractors feature legendary toughness, strength, and unrivaled durability. Right now, you can check out the entire John Deere lineup at AgPro. They even have special financing available, so it won't take a big bite out of your budget. Find the location nearest you or request a quote today at agproco.com.
If only closing on a new home was as easy as buying a cup of coffee. But it's not. It's complicated. Holiday Law Firm can help take the hassle out of buying a home. With a focus on real estate law, Hayes Holiday and his team strive for you to have the best possible closing experience. Offering a free consultation and working with your bank and realtor, they can help you with your next purchase, refi, or home equity line. No matter your budget, you'll get the same care with Holiday Law Firm. Experience the difference at holidaylawfirm.com. Go Tigers!
It's a great time to buy a new or certified pre-owned Ford car, truck, or SUV from Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new Fusion, Escape, Edge, Focus, Explorer, or F-150. With approved credit, 0% financing could be available. You heard right. 0% APR with approved credit could be yours. A new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Anderson Ford. Doing business differently. Anderson Ford. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at andersonfordsc.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Hi, I'm Gary the Mortgage Expert. With 20 years of mortgage experience, I can get you a 30-year fixed FHA loan at only 3.25%. We also have 100% USDA financing. If you're currently paying mortgage insurance, need a refinance, or buying a home, call me today at 979-1111. That's 979-1111 or GaryTheMortgageExpert.com.
FHA loan APR 4.9%. NMLS number 107429. Gary Schoenholz. Classic Home Mortgage. NMLS number 192005.
For your last-minute tailgate or football watching party supplies, Locomart is the best place to go. You can get stocked up with their huge selection of craft beers that you won't find at any other convenience store. Need snacks? Got you covered. And rewards that help you save even more money. The who's who of Clemson sideliners shop at Locomart, shouldn't you? Locomart, Old Greenville Highway and 123, proudly locally owned and operated, Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Maserati Greenville invites you to test drive the new Levante SUV. The Levante is an SUV like no other, embodying the passion, the sophisticated engineering, and exclusivity that have distinguished every vehicle engineered and crafted by Maserati. The Levante's elegant surfaces, spacious leather seats, intuitive onboard controls creates a whole new class of SUV. Discover the Maserati of SUVs, Levante, exclusively at Maserati Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road in Greenville.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, Ramona, you know I always say on this show, I never worry about reporting information first, you know, because that's not my job. My job is to analyze sports and analyze sports news, not be the first to report something. I've never engaged in that. I don't have to. I don't consider that at all part of my job. And here's why you don't want to be the first. Well, at least I don't, because this is what you get. I mean, we are bound by the news agency's reports. And when you have places like CBS and TMZ and multiple outlets reporting that Tom Petty is dead, these are, especially in CBS's case, this is an official news agency. And so, you know, in a quest to be first, they may have run with erroneous information. May. We still don't know. Apparently, the original reports emanated out of the Los Angeles Police Department. The Los Angeles Police Department is apologizing for any confusion and saying that that they have no knowledge of it. They don't know the status of Tom Petty. And yet there were other agencies, even like Rolling Stone, you know, not a news agency, but certainly a leader in the music industry, who was also reporting Tom Petty's death 2 hours ago. I'm not sure, and I'm also not sure that we're not talking about semantics here and technicalities and crossing T's and dotting I's before the information is officially released. And it may be that's all that this is. This may be a matter of semantics at this point. Obviously, we will hope for the best and hope that the initial reports are wrong and that Tom Petty makes a miraculous recovery and that we can continue to play his music under happier conditions. But right now, that's where we're left. And Ramona, I did see this tweet that I read to you during a break. Clint Bond wrote, "Dear Death, I am willing to trade you all of the Kardashians for Tom Petty."
Yeah, that's wrong.
I'd be willing to make that deal too. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and Georgia Fred. Fred, how are you?
Well, Deb Tula, how you doing?
Good, Fred. I appreciate you getting in.
Well, thanks for letting me get in. Had two questions for you. One is a New England question, and the second is a George question.
Okay.
But first, New England. I just didn't think that it was possible for a Bill Belichick New England team to come off a Super Bowl win and look this bad. You know, it's just amazing how...
You aren't the only one, Fred. I mean, you know, they appeared to do more to help their team in the offseason than any other team. And And now, you know, this is why we always say, in this era of parity, the Patriots aren't even supposed to exist. There's not supposed to be a team that dominates like the Patriots have, because the whole system is designed to create equality. And that's why teams are up and down from year to year. And it's just insane. Like the Carolina Panthers, a good example. They go to the Super Bowl, and then the next year they suck. And that's how the system is designed. So the Patriots were an enigma in that regard, because you're not supposed to be able to do what they've done. And so this is very anti-Patriot-like. But right now, I mean, they look like a team that if it wasn't for Brady, I mean, they'd be getting crushed every game. They're no different than the Colts right now without Brady.
Right. And like you were saying, I know the NFL sets it up, if you win the Super Bowl, that you are going to have one of the hardest schedules the next year. But the Patriots, that's never really affected them. It hadn't really mattered, and I can't remember them having a tougher start as what they're having this year.
Right, exactly. Just to be clear, yes, the Patriots have the toughest schedule in the National Football League. We looked at that before the year. But the regular Patriots wouldn't have cared. They would have mowed them all down and left them crying. These Patriots right now, it matters, because they can't do anything. I mean that defense, which is Belichick's side of the ball and Patricia's side of the ball, that defense is terrible right now. I mean, no pass rush, secondary terrible, and that offensive line is pathetic. They can't run the ball. They can't pass protect at all. Sauter at left tackle is just a disaster. I mean, if you just examine the defense and the offensive line, in those two areas right now, through a quarter of the season, the Patriots are the worst team in football if you combine their offensive line and their defense.
So do they make the playoffs?
Yes, they'll make the playoffs. Well, assuming they don't get Brady killed. You know, if Brady gets knocked out due to this and it winds up being Garoppolo, you can forget it. They're done.
Yeah. All right, my next question is the Georgia Bulldogs. So we had a good start. My question was concerning Smart. I know that he wasn't necessarily your first pick to lead a program like Georgia. But my question is when you look at and analyze Kirby Smart, what positive characteristics that he possesses that has brought about this change in your opinion?
Energy, enthusiasm, toughness, the ability to diagnose the problem. He comes from out of that Alabama culture. He saw how it was done. He knew how it was done. He's smart enough to follow the pattern. He came in, immediately identified that Georgia wasn't tough enough in terms of offensive line play. They weren't big enough. They weren't tough enough. And he went about fixing that. He created a climate of competition. He made everyone know that their position was up for grabs, that they weren't going to be given anything. And so he changed the culture. You went from the flatliner, which was Mark Richt, to a guy who has energy and enthusiasm and toughness, and it's showing in his football team. I thought Georgia could have done better with the initial hire, but I certainly said that, you know, I'm going to allow for it to play out over 5 years and see how it goes. And then, early on, before the kickoff show, I began to say, I think there are positive signs from Kirby Smart. And I said the same thing on the kickoff show that night. I said, I see a lot of positive signs out of Georgia right now and the things Kirby Smart is saying and doing. And I think we're seeing the results of that. So it's full speed ahead. I don't think Georgia's going 12-0 this year or going to the playoff, but I do think that they're clearly improved. And I think as a Georgia fan, you have to feel really good now about the direction of the program in the near future.
Last question: Mel Tucker's who owns the majority of that defense, and what's going on over there? Is that Tucker or is that Kirby Smart?
All right, Fred, thank you. I'll answer it off here. I think it's both. I think bringing in Tucker was a good move, but I think Kirby Smart's area of expertise is defense, and I think he's clearly made an impact in that area. The Georgia defense looks like a different bunch this year. They're faster. They're flying to the football. They're playing with more enthusiasm and energy, which was lacking under Mark Richt. And it's not hard to understand why. I mean, Mark Richt is a classic flatliner. When he's in one place for a long period of time, eventually that message is going to grow wearisome because he just – that's what he is. I mean, he has no personality. I mean, I had him on air once. In my opinion, he's the worst interview I've ever had. I've never considered inviting him back because he's terrible on air. Terrible. And I don't think it's just on air. I think that's just who he is. He's a flatliner. He couldn't beat a ranked team to save his life. He lost to every ranked team, couldn't win a big game, couldn't prepare his team to win. Let me tell you something. Mark Richt has had lots of fails, so many that it's hard to even count. But where I knew Mark Richt was destined to be a life loser in terms of whether he was going to win any championships was when they played Central Florida in a bowl game. And it's a moment I will never, ever forget. Central Florida was good on defense that year. I mean, first of all, the fact that Georgia's playing Central Florida in a bowl game was a problem to begin with. But the opening drive of the game, Georgia drives right down the field. They have a fourth and an inch from the three-yard line. And Mark Richt, in a bowl game against Central Florida, brings out the field goal team and kicks a field goal. He lost his team right at that moment. They quit. Central Florida beat them in that bowl game. And it told the story about who Mark Richt is and what he is. And if you didn't get it then, all of the games against ranked teams, all of the losses, the revenge game against Alabama at home a couple years back when Georgia was actually the favorite to beat Alabama and everyone was talking about Georgia and this, they were going to enact their revenge. They lost by 40 points. That's who Mark Richt is. That's what he is. That's why he's gone. And Kirby Smart is the polar opposite of that. He brings energy, enthusiasm, attitude, a persona. There's a different feel at Georgia. Now, again, I don't think Georgia's ready to make the jump to the national championship or to the playoff this year. I think it's a process, and I don't think Georgia's winning every game this year. But I do think that Kirby Smart has made an enormous difference in what's going on at Georgia. Let me tell you about The Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville, the coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. The Vault has it. They have your teams. They have your sport. You're a hockey fan, Zach. The Vault has you covered. You're an NFL fan. The Vault has you covered. College football, Clemson, South Carolina. The Vault has you covered. All the original logos, pre-washed, pre-shrunk. The coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. If you're, I don't even know how you call yourself a sports fan if you haven't been to The Vault. I love my Vault shirts. The most comfortable shirts I own. You'll find it too. As always, buy one cap, get the second half cap half off. It's The Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Get out there today. You will thank me later. We have Keely and Cliff and Ed and coming to you on the Northland Communication phone lines as soon as we get back. We're live from Joe's New York Pizza. It's Monday Night Football Night. Come and see us.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. It's the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, heard right here on WCCP-FM, The Roar. Join William Qualkenbush every Friday night at 7 p.m. for a live broadcast of the Upstate's finest games. It's the Tri-County High School Football Game of the Week.
The world has many types of tanks, from the Leopold to the T-62 to the M1 Abrams. But the most widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call the Pentagon. Call Roto-Rooter. Serving the upstate and western North Carolina, Roto-Rooter will battle with any sort of septic problem. With their army of specialists, call 226-9452. 226-9452. Online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900 or online at customcollisioninc.com.
Love fireplace stories, Grandpa.
Did I tell you about the kids who wouldn't go to bed? Their mom came, snatched them up, and hauled them off to Never Never Land.
Grandpa.
These family moments around the fireplace brought to you by Blossman. For your own family moments, pick up a set of gas logs from Blossman at your local Blossman store. Take comfort in Blossman.
Here's the deal. A free remote control with your purchase of gas logs. See store for details.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Did you know that only 5% of HR execs believe employees truly understand their benefits? This may be related to the fact that the vast majority of enrollments, 71%, are passive. Insurance is an abstract and very complex product, so clear, effective communication is critical. Without it, everyone has headaches and is left in the dark. Did you know that with effective communication, even a below-average plan has 76% employee satisfaction? If employees don't understand something, it has little to no value. If it has no value, employees leave. Don't get taken to the cleaners. Call us, 864-INSURE-YOU. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is the Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Hi, I'm Gary, the mortgage expert. With 20 years of mortgage experience, I can get you a 30-year fixed FHA loan at only 3.25%. We also have 100% USDA financing. If you're currently paying mortgage insurance, need a refinance, or buying a home, call me today at 979-1111. That's 979-1111 or GaryTheMortgageExpert.com.
FHA loan APR 4.9%. NMLS number 107429. Gary Schoenholz. Classic Home Mortgage. NMLS number 192005.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Tepula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about my bookie. By the way, let me just say, Tom Petty, don't back down. Don't back down. We need somebody to win today. We're hoping that you do.
NBC is reporting that he's passed away.
That's a new report?
Yes.
Yeah, I was afraid that what we were talking about were technicalities, and I think that may be the case. To be fair, multiple agencies, including notable news agencies like CBS, have been wrong with their, well, were believed to have been wrong with their earlier reporting, which is, again, what we advised of. You know, don't be so certain that the reports were wrong. They may have been correct, and people just were not ready to admit it. The officials were not ready to make the statement publicly. There may still have been family members that needed to be notified. It's hard to say. It's hard to say what type of details need to be tended to before an official proclamation can be made. So, but you're saying a new report from NBC is saying that Tom Petty has indeed died at the age of 66. My bookie's been in the business for years. Their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payout. Seriously, just two business days. You know who's going to win right. Lay down some cash, win big today. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to my bookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now, and my bookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. You know, Ramona, what we haven't talked about at all was the Pick'em contest. I don't even know that I want to be honest. Maybe later in the week, we'll see. It's not really all that important. And it's just too much silly stuff happening along the lines of that contest right now for me. Well, we'll see. Maybe later in the week. You want to get in, there maybe still be time for you to do so. 654-7627. Let's get back to the Northland Communication phone lines. And it is, oh, I thought it was, it's Killy Ramona first. Is that it? Killy, how are you, Killy?
Hi.
Hi, Killy.
Hi.
How old are you, Killy? You're 8 years old, Killy?
I'm 8 years old.
I'm 8 years old.
And I'm about to turn 9.
About to turn 9. How soon before you get your license, Keely?
I don't know.
Are you practicing your driving yet, Keely?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. hey, Kelly, are you a Clemson fan?
Yes. And I'm here to talk about my Tigers.
Yeah, Kelly, that's what I'm talking about. So what do you think, Kelly? I mean, another big blowout victory over Virginia Tech.
We're going all the way to the championship.
All the way to the championship, Keely. No worries right to the championship. You think the Tigers will play Alabama again, Keely?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And you think Clemson will beat nasty Alabama again?
Yes, sir.
We don't like Alabama, do we, Keely?
No.
We don't like anything about Alabama, do we?
No.
No, sir.
That Nick Saban, we don't like him either, do we?
Boo.
That's what we're talking about, Keely. And you know what, Keely? I bet you could take him in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Keely, thank you for calling. You need to call the show more often. And by the way, Keely, did you know you're the exact same height as Nick Saban?
Okay.
All right, Keely, thank you for calling, Keely. Appreciate the call. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Ed. Ed, how are you?
Walter, I'm well. I'd say Kayla's a little taller than Nick. I feel sure she could be in the hoops.
Yeah.
Walter, I was listening to your commentary on the Patriots, and I couldn't agree more. Isn't their defensive coordinator, isn't his name Todd Patricia or something like that?
It's Matt Patricia, yeah.
Okay, close enough for government work. They showed him in the second half yesterday, and he looked like he was in one of those commercials, Want to Get Away.
Yeah, they looked that way. I mean, look. Here's the thing. In the fourth quarter, Brady does his Brady stuff, and against a pretty stout Panther defense that was playing well and with no running game, he engineers two straight touchdown drives to bring his team from 14 down and tie the game. Now there's 3 minutes left. For once, the Patriots have Carolina pinned deep and facing a third and long. On the third and long, for once, they get defensive penetration and they sack Newton immediately. And the ball is going to go back to Brady with over 3 minutes left. He's going to get it at midfield, and you know the outcome. It's over. Brady wins, just like he did against Houston. Instead, Gilmore, at that point, takes a 15-yard penalty, and they give him an automatic first down, and the Panthers drive it down and kick a 48-yard field goal with Graham Gano and win the game. And so Brady never gets the ball back, and that despicable defense couldn't get off the field.
They're really bad. And I tell you who, the one thing that really disappointed me, and obviously I have Gillisley on a fantasy team and I'm invested. They get down to the 1 yard line. So they trot him out there and I'm thinking, okay, going to get some points for my guy. Offensive line just, I wouldn't even say they got no penetration. I'd say they fell down. And, of course, he's tackled for a half-yard loss. And I'm just like, what? This is not the Patriots I've been watching. And Oakland basically did the same thing. They hung around that game yesterday, and I know they lost Carr later on. But it was like they didn't know how to throw the deep ball. They got one, but they refused to throw the ball down the field. Some of these moves coaches make, and I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what goes on in the NFL anymore, what you're going to get. Deshaun Watson does look good. And I'll say this, I feel really
By the way, he looks great, and that Houston defense is extremely formidable. They did lose A.J. Boye in the offseason at cornerback, and I think that hurt them. But that team, you know, if you want to talk about potential teams to come out of the AFC. Let's remember, Houston was a playoff team a year ago. They went to New England, gave New England problems. That was without Deshaun Watson. So with Deshaun Watson, I think they're certainly a viable contender, and I think they announced their presence as such yesterday. And listen, beyond Kansas City, who doesn't have Eric Berry anymore, there is no second team right now. Oakland may be without Derek Carr now for up to 6 weeks, which could change the equation for them. And Pittsburgh has not looked great out of the gate. New England looks like crap right now. So, look, it's conceivable the AFC could come down to Kansas City and Houston.
Yeah, it really could.
Chance. You have a chance at the top draft pick, Garrett.
I'd also like to say I personally feel sorry for the state of Tennessee because between the Titans and the Tennessee Volunteers, they got outscored 98-14. The only silver lining for them is Vanderbilt tried to show up at Florida and hung around for a while, but that's all I got.
Thank you, Ed. By the way, just to clarify something, you know, I think Ramon, I think Kelly Gramlich has done a tremendous job putting that contest together. She's done it all on her own, which is a lot to manage, especially with 16 contestants. And it's a lot to manage in terms of even just reviewing the results. I mean, you know, the Anderson Independent Mail made lots of mistakes last year in terms of compilation, and she has handled all of that flawlessly as well, in addition to all her many other duties around the station. She's done a brilliant job with the contest. And as I understand it, all the contestants did very well this weekend in this weekend's game. So congratulations to all of them. In fact, Ben Milstead went 10-0, as I understand it. So everyone fared very well. And you know, Ramona, you actually went 6-4. But the funny thing is, your underdogs that you picked were all very live, and really, with a break or two, you could have easily won the week. And obviously, luck is an enormous part of this this equation, an enormous part. And you know, I mean, let's be honest. Until I think most people understand that we probably know as much about college football as anybody on radio around the country. I think in terms of analysis and beating Vegas over the years, and I think everything we've proven in terms of demonstrable knowledge. I mean, I know every team, every player, all that stuff. None of it was applicable because Ramona actually led me until this week, which I think goes to define the element of luck. I don't think anyone is going to suggest that Ramona's football knowledge exceeds mine, but maybe some actually believe that. But you know, so it's just the way it goes. You know, I thought I caught a lucky break this week, and not necessarily a lucky break, but I mean, I think the UCLA Colorado game certainly could have gone either way, and all those close games had gone against me, and until this week, and this week some of them went for me, and that's all it is. I think if we, man, but you want to get in, let me see. Actually, let me wrap it up with Cliff and Spartanburg. I just looked at the time. I can't believe that we're done already. We're live from Joe's New York Pizza. Come and see us. Cliff, how are you?
How are you?
Whoa, Cliff?
Hey, Walt, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, Cliff.
Hey, Walt, it's amazing what quarterback play can do to an offense. I mean, yeah. Costello's come in, and Stanford all of a sudden leads the conference in yards per play. So,
well, you know, and a big part of that is Bryce Love, and some of it's the defenses that you're playing. I mean, Love is posting, you know, is at a historic pace and has been absolutely brilliant, nothing short of remarkable. But, you know, some of it is are the defenses you're playing as well. I mean, you know, you played one of the worst defenses in the country this week.
Yeah, and I think this coming week at Utah will be kind of a good litmus test of Love's running ability, I think.
Yeah, and Utah's starting quarterback is out, but their backup was that Williams was their starter last year. They're without Hundley, but their backup Williams was their starter last year. And I think that's going to be one of the more interesting games of the weekend. I have no idea who will win that game.
Let me ask you a question. I'll jump off, Walt. If Stanford goes 8-4 and Bryce Love rushes for 2,400 yards, does he go to New York City for the Heisman ceremony? Have a good one, Walt.
All right, thank you, Cliff. Yes, I think he would go to New York City for the Heisman, but you know, it almost seems as if the winner is predetermined at this point. Saquon Barkley has an enormous Heisman lead. And it would take something major to change that, and something major could happen. I mean, you know, who's to say? Maybe Barkley goes down with injury this week. And Ramona, I've lost my clock. Maybe Barkley goes down with injury, and the rest of the year is Love's. I don't know. I think as we sit right now, today, I think clearly Barkley is the favorite. Love would get an invite, and really the rest is up in the air. Walt Tiptula, Red Rage, we're done. I'll see you from the studio tomorrow.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Marco Valetti. News not good for the Raiders. They've lost quarterback Derek Carr 2 to 6 weeks due to a fracture in his back. E.J. Manuel will make the start this week when they host the Ravens. Bears are ready to make a switch. They've seen enough of Mike Glennon after his 4-turnover performance against the Packers. So Chicago's turned into the number 2 overall pick, Mitchell Trubisky, for their Monday night matchup with the Vikings. Vikings also confirmed running back Dalvin Cook torn ACL. His season's over. Surprising Bills have lost wide receiver Jordan Matthews for the next few games. Thumb surgery. He will be gone about a month. And the Titans may have dodged a huge bullet. Quarterback Marcus Mariota is day-to-day.